Loch Mick was a favourite haunt for Queen Victoria. The prince and his children often come here with friends of the family.
Do you like being with your children?
Of course I do. I don't know when they like being with me. But what is marvellous is to see them develop and, you know, start to get good at certain things and develop interests and all that. You know, it gives me enormous pleasure and satisfaction and pride, really.
Yay! Oh, horrendous foul!
Hang on.
Oh, it's going to be a prostitution here.
Prince's two sons are like other children, except that they're quite different. They will inherit privileges and duties which will test them to the limit. Their father believes that they will need one quality above all.
Sensitivity to others, which by any definition is actually called good manners, which I think a lot of people have forgotten. And also, on the whole, do to others as you'd have them do to you. Which is not a bad way of trying to operate.
The prince looks forward to their teenage years.
Brilliant.
As they get older, there are more things that perhaps they, being boys, they could do with their father. And, I mean, that's, you know, obviously more and more enjoyable. But I've always, you know, mucked around with him a great deal. I remember when William was tiny, I used to...
Too rough.
You know, muck around with him as much as I possibly could.
No, please no. It's too...
Despite the anguish of a failed marriage, the prince and the princess managed to share the children between them without rancour.
God, he smells. He must be old.
No, I, as I say, we discuss it, but it, you know, that's a matter for us, isn't it? It's not a matter for other people to decide how our children should be educated or brought up. But you bet your bottom dollar. They will all interfere and they will all say, it should have been done this way, it should have been done that. But, I mean, that's become a national pastime, this sort of prurient speculation.
Even at Balmoral, the royal family is under constant surveillance by the media. The prince resents the intrusion, longing for more privacy than the zoom lenses of a tabloid media will allow.
I'm not very good at being a performing monkey, really. And I think that I am quite a sort of private person. I'm not prepared to just perform whenever they want me to perform on that sort of score. And it would be all right if they actually went away. But as I was saying, they don't. I always think there's a camera now, always. Or something like a camera, and worse. I mean, it is extraordinary how now you feel, I do anyway, that wherever you are, there's somebody hiding behind something, somewhere. And with these immense cameras now, with these huge lenses and magnification, you can sit, you know, a mile away, quite happily, and photograph through windows and everything else. And they do.
Oh, I've seen you!
Who's that up there behind the end of that tree trunk?
Harry! Harry! Harry!
Mummy, you can't touch it! Mummy, you can't touch it!
Right.
Hugh has to, because we saw him!
It's very successful.
Where's
Tiggy?
We need Tiggy.
Until now, the prince has not spoken about the collapse of his marriage. No friend has been permitted to speak on his behalf. As a result, it has been put about that he was always unfaithful, even before the marriage died in the latter half of the 80s.
The most damaging charge that is made in relation to your marriage is that you were, because of your relationship with Camilla Parker Bowles, from the beginning... persistently unfaithful to your wife and thus caused the breakdown. What is your response to that persistent criticism?
Oh, that's the persistent criticism, is it? Well, I... And the trouble is, you see, that these things, again, as I was saying earlier, are so personal. It's difficult to know quite how to, you know, to talk about these things in front of everybody. And obviously, I don't think many people would want to. But, I mean, all I can say is that there's been so much speculation, feeding on every other kind of speculation, that it all becomes bigger and bigger. I mean, all I can say is that... I mean, there is no truth in so much of this speculation. And Mrs. Parker-Bowles is a great friend of mine. I have a large number of friends. I'm terribly lucky to have so many friends who I think are wonderful and make the whole difference to my life, which would become intolerable otherwise. And she has been a friend for a very long time, and along with a lot of other friends, and will continue to be a friend for a very long time. And I think also, most people probably would realize that when marriages break down, awful and miserable as that is, that so often, you know, that it is your friends who are the most important and helpful and understanding and encouraging. Otherwise, you would go start raving mad. And that's what friends are for.
Understandably, when your marriage collapsed, you form close friendships, you re-establish close friendships of whatever character that friendship is. Did you try to be faithful and honourable to your wife when you took on the vow of marriage?
Yes, absolutely.
And you were?
Yes. Until it became irretrievably broken down. Us both having tried.
You've been very open about all of this and what you've said. Do you now hope that this issue and expect this issue to go away? Is that what you hope will now happen?
Well, it would be nice if it did, from everybody's point of view. I mean, I don't think many other people have to go through this constant attention, not just me, but others, you know, when their marriages break down. I mean, as I've said before, it is a deeply regrettable thing to happen. But it does happen, and unfortunately, in this case, it has happened. I mean, it's the last possible thing that I ever wanted to happen. I'm not a total idiot. I'm unaware of all these problems. And as I was saying before, this business of predicting what everybody would say. It's not something that I went into marriage, you know, with the intention of this happening, or in any way in a cynical frame of mind. I mean, I'm honest, on the whole, not a cynical person. And, you know, it sounds self-righteous to say so, but I have, on the whole, tried, I think, to get it right. I mean, constantly, people scrutinising. So, I mean, I have always tried to get it right, and tried to do the right thing by everybody. So you can imagine, it's not a very happy or encouraging thing when this sort of business happens. So obviously, it would be nice if, you know, if it could be over and done with. I mean, it has happened. That is that, regrettably.